CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Longest you've macked on with someone.
It's the way you love me. It's a feel like this.
This kiss.
Oh, how long did you give a tonguey for?
Oh, it's one of those things. I know in high school when you first get with someone, it's just one of those things that, you know, when you get a little bit of time alone together, you just kiss, don't you? You just, you don't want to part ways.
You just pash on.
That's where pash rash comes from.
I've had pash rash.
Have you? Have you?
Before.
From who? Who are you pashing? Not the dude from MasterChef. What was that guy's name?
Ben.
Ben he's from on, MasterChef, that's
he's,
it.
He's got his own TV show now, thank you. He wasn't just Ben from MasterChef.
You would have hooked up with him before he was Ben from MasterChef, because you're not that kind of person. You don't care if they're on TV or not.
Yeah, I tashed on with him way before that.
So how'd you get the pash rash?
Oh, I think it was back in when I was younger. It was actually a guy, I don't know, this doesn't have anything to do with the story, but he
was a
redheaded guy.
Right.
And he had like a really rough beard.
The beard will do
it
too.
But it wasn't
you.
A beard. It wasn't like a soft, luscious beard. It was kind of beard stubble.
Right, yeah. And how long were you kissing to get the rash?
A while.
Well, how's this?
And I just remember looking at myself in the mirror the next day and being like, oh my God.
No.
I've got Sharon Strzelecki pash rash. I couldn't believe that it was actually a thing.
Are you sure it was pash rash?
Could have been just a general rash.
Yeah. So how's this? Yesterday I'm at a roundabout in Umina, my side of town on West Street, and there's a servo there, sort of the big roundabout that connects onto the top end of West Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm stuck at the roundabout and I look over to my right and there's these two young, I don't know how old they would have been, maybe 17, 18, and they're sitting outside the servo and they're just making out.
Going to town.
So they're just sitting there and it's that passionate, real into each other stuff that you should be doing behind closed doors, not on a roundabout for everyone to see.
They were standing on the roundabout?
No, so just off the side near the service station.
That's bold.
And I thought this is going to stop sometime soon and I'm waiting at the roundabout and I'm sort of keeping an eye on that. And then I've come around the roundabout. I'm still watching. I can't look away.
Creep.
I'm not being a creep. I'm just.
I couldn't take my eyes off the children.
What? They're not children.
The teenagers.
They're 18. And I was looking.
You knew that, did you? Did you see a burst?
No, but they looked out of hold. I was looking more out of thinking, when is this going to stop?
Oh, okay.
Can you please take it behind closed doors, guys?
Did you yell out?
I wanted to. I was going to go, get a room. And they kept going right the way round the roundabout, right the way down the street as I drove off into the distance.
Then Gaunty did a U-turn, still walking up.
Went back and had a look for some
Went
more.
Around.
It was intense.
Oh, God.
The make-out session was intense.
I bet it was.
Oh, God. This is not how I saw this panning out. Nick on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Nick.
Morning, Nick.
Morning, mate.
What have you got, mate? You can top it, can you?
So I'm with my fiance at the moment. Back when we were dating, I was a bit nervous to give her a peck, I suppose. So we waited a while, and once I acted up the courage and everything, once I crossed that threshold, we just couldn't really stop.
For how long? When you started sort of getting it on, how long did you just make out for?
Yeah, I reckon it would have definitely been over an hour.
An hour?
Nick. 10, 15, something like
that. Don't you get bored, mate? Don't you get bored even a couple of minutes in?
No, I don't know. I was loving it at the time. I suppose it was all fresh and new to me. So, yeah, I was loving it.
Hook it in, Nick.
And now she's your fiancé, mate.
But our lips and tongue were that sore the next week. It was like we had windburn or something,
Oh, man.
That's what they call pash rash.
And now, and now that you guys are engaged, I'm guessing that was a fair while ago, is it still the same? Is the love still there?
The love's still there, but the duration isn't still there.
He doesn't get lockjaw anymore from hooking up with her.
He's down from an hour to a solid 45 minutes. I mean, that's...
Oh, that's pretty good.
Bree and Gaunty.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.
13, 12, 16. Have you ever done a runner or has someone done a runner on you before at a restaurant?
Okay.
There's a group over in Spain. This is probably... Spain music, okay. Spanish music. Bit of Spain music. A group of 120 people, they rocked up to a restaurant. They had food. They had drinks worth about $2,322.
$2,000 on dinner.
So apparently a group that big, obviously they had to put down a deposit. And they put down a small deposit, whatever the restaurant wanted. And then at one point in the night, just before the cake, because they told the restaurant that it was a christening, as they were bringing the cake out, the group just ran out the door in a stampede.
You can't stop a stampede.
Like, what are you meant to do?
Who do you stop?
You've seen The Lion King. There's no stopping a stampede, is there?
You just get out of the way of a stampede, if anything. That's all you can really do.
The group, the week later, hit up another restaurant. The bill was 10 grand.
No way.
They did it again. Said it was a wedding reception. They've obviously put down a bigger deposit, but not 10 grand's worth.
So
anyway.
these are pre-planned then. So they've gone into it knowing that they're going to do a runner.
Obviously.
At some point, yeah.
I just not halfway don't through understand how a group of 120 people can get together and say, this is what we're going to do.
Well, I guess it's in numbers, isn't it? You go, well, who are they going to pin this on if there's 120 of us?
How can no one in that group feel bad? They track down the ringleader. And trust me, he in trouble.
Really?
Like you said, you can't get away with stuff like that these days.
Because of the cameras and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Can I ask, were they backpackers? Because backpackers can be dodgy like that.
I don't think so.
Not a lot of money and they sort of...
And that's a bit unfair.
Well, who am I offending? Backpackers?
That's a bit rough.
It's fair. It's warranted.
Maybe
they've got no money.
Maybe they've got no money.
Tell you what, spent a week in Byron Bay with some backpackers. I tell you, they got no cash.
I used to work at a restaurant and I was taking care of the back room, which is like for parties and functions. And there was a massive group of guys. And I think it was actually a 25th birthday party.
Mm.
And there was 30 something guys in this back room. And I looked after these guys all night, meals, drinks, the whole lot. Anyway, I was looking after that back room and this whole other section, and while I was in the other section, I've walked back into the back room and I've looked around and went, oh, they've left. And I just thought, obviously, they've left. Someone's went to the front counter. They paid. It's all good. At the end of the night, apparently, didn't pay.
Just walked on out.
They
legged
it. I think the bill was like $2,000, $3,000, something like that. Because they had full meals, drinks.
Nothing tastes better than a free feed.
They nearly took it out of my pay.
Oh, did they? Is that how it works?
No, it doesn't work. They're technically not allowed to, but let's just say they weren't happy.
You wouldn't have been getting paid much either to do
that
job.
No, seriously, I would still be working there paying that off.
Angela on 13, 12, 16. Morning.
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 Morning. You've done an accidental runner, you say. Accidental.
Yes, it certainly wasn't planned, but it was the days when you could stay out late and go and hit up a feed really late at City Extra down at Circular Quay. You know those days?
Yes.
So we'd just been to a show and there was about, I don't know, 12 of us. And, some of the girls, when you finish your meal, they go to the toilet. Some of the guys go out and have a cigarette. And so, like, the group kind of semi-dispersed, but we left all the money on the table for the rest of them to, pay it off. Anyway, as we were all walking out, just moseying along the promenade there, the guy that we left the money with goes, walk really fast. In fact, faster. And we're like, what the hell? He goes, I didn't pay. I've still got all the money. And we just went, what the hell? And, it was kind of like, do we don't? Do we go back? And so, the mum in me came out and I just went, no, you go back there. You give them the money because there will be fines, there will be police, and we will not enjoy the rest of our night. And we made him go back really sheepishly and actually pay. It was only about, 10 minutes later. But still, oh, my God.
Because he accidentally took all the money with him, Angela.
I'm sure he pretended to go back and pay.
Who are these people you're hanging out with, Angela? Criminals.
Angela, you should have just split the money and blamed it on him and just gone, I asked him to go back. It's not my wrongdoing. And how much was the bill in total? How much did you get away with?
I don't know. $100 back then, that was a lot of money for us.
It's a lot of money now.
Yeah. Should have got away with that.
Angela married the guy. They've been doing it ever since.
They've been on the run ever since.
Bree and Gaundy.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It It's Bree and Gordy's movie bio guessing game.
Here we go.
All right.
Bree is pumped up, ready to go. I've got a movie plot, which I'm about to read out. First one to buzz in and guess the movie will win. Ella has called through this morning. Morning, Ella.
Morning, competitor.
Morning. Morning, Ella. How good are you at movies? You watch a few movies?
I'm pretty good.
Ooh.
I don't have movies.
Yes. I don't have a life, Ella, so I watch a whole lot of films.
Makes two of us.
All right, two movie buffs
right,
going
let's do this, girl.
Two head. Here comes.
Oh, no, okay, here it is. Crunch time. Here we go.
The first movie bio. If you buzz in and get the movie wrong, the other person can have a guess. If they don't know, I continue reading the bio.
All right.
Here we go. The story begins with two teenage girls discussing the events of the previous weekend, during which one of them, Katie Embry, went to a cabin in the mountains to spend time with some friends. While talking, the subject of the supposedly cursed videotape is brought
Bree.
Up.
Bree.
Ella. Oh.
Bree has buzzed in.
Oh, no. Is it? There's actually one that's coming out very soon, I think. But is it The Ring?
The Ring is correct.
Yeah!
Ella, did you know that?
Yes.
As soon as I said videotape, right?
Yep.
Okay, Bree.
Too slow.
Too slow. You talked
good
it
game,
up, Ella.
Appreciate good. It.
Have a crack again next week, Ella. I love to get the movie buffs on. It's great. Let's go to Leah this morning. Morning, Leah.
Good morning.
Good luck.
Can you bring it, Leah?
Yes, I certainly can, Bree.
Oh, yes. Here we go, here Leah. We go. Come
like
on, let's
the
do
smack
it.
Talk.
Here we go.
Here we go. Next movie. It's the 1960s. High schooler. There's a high schooler. I'm not going to reveal the name at this point. The high schooler does idolise his father, though, who's in trouble with the IRS. When his parents separate, the teenager runs away
Bree.
To Manhattan.
I believe that movie is Catch Me If You Can.
She's done it again. Oh, she is good.
Oh, sorry, good. Leah. Oh. I'll take the win.
Leah, did you have any idea at any point?
Not at that one, but the one prior
You were onto it, were you? Like,
oh. Can I just say, Leah, I'm not good at anything else. This is all I've got.
You've got to be good at something. All right, Gary in north of Boca. Morning, Gaz.
Morning, Gaz.
Morning.
Morning, mate. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you.
Okay, here comes the movie plot. You got any smack talk for Bree? You want to, you know, throw anything down?
You're going down, Bree.
Oh,
Gary, the winner zone feels pretty good right now. I don't know about that.
You're already best of three this morning.
I know,
but
so I've already taken that out. This is just icing on the cake.
Good luck, Gaz. Here we go.
Okay.
Suburban schools have been segregated for generations. There's one black and one white high school. They're closed and the students are sent to T.C. Williams High School under federal mandate to integrate together. The year is seen through the eyes of the football team where the man
Bree.
Hired to coach. Bree
oh,
is
no,
buzzed in.
I know this movie. Oh, I've had a blank. Hold on one sec. It's got Denzel Washington in it.
Oh, God, if you don't get this, you could hand it over. I need the answer in three.
Hold on, wait.
Two. One.
Why does my brain do that to me?
I've got to buzz you out. I need the answer. I'm going to pass it over to Gary.
Is it We Are Marshall?
We Are Marshall is incorrect. Bree is back in the game. Okay, so it's seen through the eyes of the football team where the main man hired to coach the black school is made head coach over
Bree,
the highly successful...
Remember the Titans!
Remember
that's the movie! The good game, Gaz.
Yeah, well done, Bree.
We both struggled on that one.
Not so humble in defeat, Bree. Also not so humble when she
I'm
wins.
I'm not humble either way. Sorry, Gary.
Yeah. Can my daughter Bree just say good morning, Bree?
Oh, morning, Bree.
Morning, Bree.
How does it feel to have? How does it feel to have a winner's name?
I thought you were going to say, how does it feel to have a loser dad? But anyway,
he had a good crack at it.
Gaz. Oh, Gaz.
Right.
Have a
Thanks
great one,
Thanks,
mate.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks for calling the show this morning. 3 from 3, Bree. We play again next week. You are too good.
This will never get old, this feeling. Bree and Gordy.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.
Gordy, we're the type of people that if one of our mates has something in their teeth, maybe they're dresses tucked into their undies, we like to tell them.
Let it slide for an hour and then tell them.
Well, I like to tell them straight away. I like to have my friends back.
Sure.
And I need to confront a friend on the air this morning.
Nothing better. Why not do it in front of everyone?
Why not, right?
I love it.
And that friend is you, Corinne. Morning.
Morning, Breezer. How are we?
Not too bad. Do you know, have any idea what this is about?
I have no idea. Hit me.
We both know, Corinne, I'm not sure what this is either.
Gordy's not all that sure. Look, Corinne.
You know me. You need to have my back here.
I'll do my best. I'll do my best.
Come on, Corinne. To you, I'm a pretty good friend.
You are. You're a very good friend, I have to admit.
I like to have your back on things.
Don't lowball yourself saying pretty good.
I'm a good friend of yours.
All right, get to it.
And I came across something the other day, Corinne, that really concerned me.
Are we talking about social media?
We're talking about social media, and probably with that little hint, you could guess that, Corinne, this is an Instavention.
Instavention.
Corinne, I came across a profile.
I'm looking up her Instagram.
Not Corinne's Instagram.
Oh, isn't it?
But it's another Instagram that Corinne runs. Corinne recently purchased a dog. She loves the dog. It's all over the Snapchat, which is fine. I'm cool with that. It's a very cute dog. But Corinne, I came across a profile that you have started for your dog.
Guilty.
No, Corinne, I can't have it. I can't have it. If you want to add the profile.
Yeah, what is it? I'm trying to find it.
At Evie, Insta Life.
Innocent little plug.
Just a little plug. At Evie Insta Life.
So Evie.
Yes, that's the one.
Insta Life.
It's so far got 68 followers, following 78 people, 12 posts. Corinne, there's so much information on this Instagram. It's got more info than on my personal Instagram.
Oh, here we go. I found it.
Have you found it? Oh, no.
Oh, there we go. Mama Maltese.
My mum's a Maltese.
My mum's a Maltese.
And my dad is a Jack Russell. I was born on the 12th of the 4th, 2016. Come on, Corinne.
Currently single. You've got the dating thing.
I like chicken and I live in Melbourne. I need to tell you.
In my defence, it's jointly run.
By who?
We did come up with that by my cousin who I live with.
Oh, okay. So there's multiple guilty people in this.
There's multiple guilty people involved. But when I set it up, I wasn't aware that a notification sent out to all my friends on Instagram that I also run.
That's how I saw it.
So I can't even explain how many conversations I've had to have this conversation with. It's highly embarrassing.
So I'm not the first person to bring up the Instavention.
Oh, no, God, no. But you know what? Like, first of all, the reason that we started it was because we were sick of, like, her obviously taking over our own personal Instagram accounts, because that just can't happen.
Yes.
We need, like, selfies of us. So that was, like, first justification.
I like how you're talking about her like she's a real person. I was sick of her taking over my Instagram.
My goal in life is to get her so famous and, like, insta-worthy that I no longer have to work. Like,
hey, people make money out of this, Bree.
This is, like, a good step forward. Exactly.
Have you seen the Blue Boys, the two blue English staffies, the Blue Boys?
No.
They do calendars, they do dogs' clothes, they
do everything. Stop exploiting your dog, Corinne.
Yes.
Corinne, stop exploiting her.
I've thought about it with Patch.
We've got some great costumes on the way. We've purchased some on eBay. So,
honestly, I nearly unfriended you because of it. Like, I'm about dogs and I'm obsessed with dogs.
At least she's not spamming your page with her own one full of dog pics, though. So you
exactly.
choose whether
she
you
does it on her own personal one anyway.
It's an opt-in.
Corinne,
it's an opt-in.
Are you single right now?
I'm single and ready to mingle.
This is a big reason for that, Corinne.
She might find another dog owner through this page.
Oh, dog. Why do you think I bought a dog in the first place?
I'm going to put it out there now because I'm a big chance of starting my own for Patch. So I'm just giving you the pre-warning, Bree, that
honestly,
I'm looking at starting my
honestly,
own.
Honestly, don't do it.
Remember I had that one with my housemate, Farron. We had, he bought a dog, Harvey. We called it Harvey Gilly Gorn Baxter Ray or
don't
something.
Don't be that person.
Oh, yeah, that's so cute.
Corinne, you're not helping this situation, Corinne.
Hear the cuteness.
I'm here to tell you that
if you do have a joint account, you need some strict brand guidelines and you need to make sure you all follow them.
Corinne, she's in marketing.
On a daily basis that she, like my cousin Caitlin, doesn't use the same filter. Like, she doesn't put spaces between her hashtags.
I seriously.
It really frustrates me.
This is end of friendship.
Brand guidelines are essential.
What I hear here is Bree's jealous she doesn't have a dog, Corinne.
I am very jealous, but I'm never going to be that person.
You wait till you get a dog. You say that now. You get a dog and you think it's that cute, you want to start its own page.
That will never happen. It will never happen. I'm here to tell you, Corinne, if you ever want to find love in life and be a normal human, you need to get rid of that Instagram page.
Be a normal human.
Can you guys go on being friends is the question.
Oh, Corinne, I love you, but I don't know. It's dire here.
He's going to jump on her Insta right now and like everything on your Instagram page just for this phone call. Like, she's going to go ahead and like every photo on your
Stop
Instagram
talking
page.
About the dog like she's a real person, Corinne. You're scaring me.
She has feelings, Bree.
Bree and Gaundy.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.
13, 12, 16 is our number. If you want to get involved in the show, you can hit us up on Facebook as well with our Facebook inbox. Maybe someone's gone and seen this dodgy doctor on the Central Coast on 13, 12, 16.
Well, he's worked here for the last 11 years.
I know, that's been in the news. Surely someone's gone and seen this guy. We've got Emma from our newsroom in the studio with us.
Yeah,
this
his name's Shyam Acharya, but if you were treated by this doctor, he would have been practicing under the name of Sarang Chitali.
Okay, so that's the identity he took.
How does he get away with this for 11 years? That is unbelievable.
I don't know.
And no one noticed. No one. It's just gone under the radar.
So 2003 to 2014, Wyong and Gosford on the Central Coast, but then also moved to Manly and Hornsby.
Well, obviously he moved around quite a lot to probably not be found out.
And he's fled the country, right? He's off.
So he resigned in 2014 from working in hospitals. And I believe an investigation was started, but it's taken until now to work out what happened. But just this morning we found out that he was actually working in medical research for a private company up until September of last year. So
Novatech.
So he was in the country until.
Does he have any sort of medical background at all?
Yeah, has he done any training?
I
wouldn't believe him if he said he did anyway. No.
This is a modern day.
You'd have to think someone that can get away with it for 11 years would have some sort. Yeah,
you'd have to, wouldn't you?
If you fake, you'd have to. Surely,
Modern day Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, it's Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie.
He's off overseas now, trying to get a job as a flight attendant, a pilot. He's trying to fly planes overseas. Oh, look, I mean, it is a crazy story. And to look at these details and see that he could be fined only $30,000, that's it.
Surely, if they catch him, which who knows if they'll ever catch up with this guy, he'll be, like, taken to court. Well, he could potentially do a lot of jail time, surely.
That's right. Like, I mean, he's fined, if he is caught and convicted and fined 30 grand by, you know, the medical or the health side of it. Yeah. But, you know, if the AFP
catch up with him
and then border protection and everything, then I'm sure he's facing a lot of consequences.
I mean, he's posed as a completely different person. He's got an Australian citizenship under this fake name. He's done a lot.
Slipped through border protection with a fake passport.
I know it's dodgy, but, I mean, it's a pretty good effort.
Like, he picked the hardest job to fake. Like, it wouldn't be that hard to fake, like, a Subway sandwich artist. Yeah. But, like, he's faked being a doctor.
If you want to fake a job, get a job in radio. I mean, we fake it in here every single day when we roll in here. Look, 13, 12, 16, I'd love to put it out there. I know.
Was he your family doctor?
Gosford for 11 years, there's got to be someone that knows this guy somewhere or somehow.
Did you ever go see this guy?
Get in touch with us, 13, 12, 16, or any dodgy doctors, because we were talking about dodgy doctors. I had one when I moved to Melbourne. I went to a young doctor in Melbourne, and a few months later it came out that hooking up with the lady patients inside the...
That happened to me recently.
You hooked up with the doctor?
No. That would have been not bad, though.
What do you mean it happened to
my doctor up in Queensland. I had a doctor and I used to go to him for years and years, and then this one day I went in and the nurse said to me, I'll be joining you in the room today. And I was okay, she might be training, but she was fairly old, so I was like, maybe she's a latecomer. And then I read this story in the paper that it's because he had it off with a couple of his patients, and then he had to have a nurse while it was being investigated.
Did you pull her inside and say, hey, I got this covered?
Bree and Gaundy.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.
I don't give a news.
Oh, just the news stories online where you look at them and go,
Who cares?
And so?
Who's caring about that?
No one.
So we're going to go head-to-head this morning, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And producer Rach is going to be the judge on this, on which story people would give us less about.
Okay. All right, you kick it off.
All right. Get a load of this, guys.
Yeah?
Kristen Stewart. Yeah?
Oh, no. We have the same story. She got a haircut.
She's got a haircut.
Oh,
We have the same story. This is
sure
what happens.
Check these things. Keep going. I've got another one.
And that's the thing about our show. If you ever listen to our show, we don't know what each other's going to say at any time. So this is what can happen. And this just goes to show how long we've spent together.
I know, right?
We find the same stories.
I looked at that story and went, oh, I don't care.
This is up there with Kylie Jenner having her hair blue, which I don't give a about. Kristen Schutz shaved her head, guys, and I don't care. And if I see one more story about the cash me outside, how about that girl?
Oh, I'm going to kick off.
Who's changed her image. I didn't care about her when she was on Dr. Phil. I don't care about how she looks now. All right? So that's my news.
I don't give a shit news.
Well, now I'll have to go on with my backup story.
Which means I'm going to win.
Yeah, I'd say so, but I'll go with it anyway. I saw this story this morning online and I was like, really? I don't care.
What do you got?
The headline, Chris Hemsworth crashes couple's Byron Bay wedding photos. He was walking past and the couple got a photo with him. I don't care.
I saw that yesterday and the bride was saying to the groom, I don't know who it is. Why are we getting a photo with this guy?
I literally was like, my brain, that's just taken up space in my brain.
Well, see, I've spent a lot of time in Byron Bay. Because I'm so Byron, guys. And I actually go looking for Hemsworths when I'm there. So that's kind of interesting to me. That someone spotted him on their wedding day.
You can't say that that's actually interesting. Oh, you're trying to sabotage my story.
No, I'm not trying to sabotage it at all. I just think
if that's the stuff that people, like if that's making news that people got, literally that news, if you put it down into context, someone got a photo with Chris Hemsworth. That's what that news is.
The people I feel for in these situations are the people that have to write these stories.
I feel sorry for those journalists.
500 words on Kristen Stewart's haircut.
This story is dragged out over a couple of paragraphs.
Has it?
You know what? I just don't...
Give a...
I don't give a...
All right.
News.
It comes down to Rach. Which one are people caring less about, Rach?
Well, Chris Hemsworth is always a good time. I always care about anything to do with Chris Hemsworth. So Kristen Stewart's haircut.
Which you had as well, Bree.
That was my first story. Yeah.
So it's a combined win this morning. Combined win of what we care less about.
Bree and Gaundy.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.
For everything Adele.
Hello.
Right, looking to claim that spot this morning is Jasmine in Long Jetty. Morning, Jazz.
Morning, Jasmine.
Big Adele fan, you've been calling all morning and you've just managed to call through at the right time. So, big Adele fan?
Yes, massive. I've called like every day for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, finally, Jazz, you've got the opportunity here.
Persistence pays off.
Yeah.
You could have these gold tickets. You've got Jono this morning. Morning, Jono.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, Jono.
You big dog. How are you?
Hey? Big Adele fan?
Yes. Oh, mate. So have you heard this game over the last couple of days, Jono?
I've missed the last couple of days. Has it been the same for the last week?
Yeah, so we're going to go, you guys are going to go head-to-head in an Adele song.
And word
it's
for
the lyrics,
word.
The word for word in the lyrics.
Oh, I haven't heard this, but
no, okay.
Oh, no, Jono.
All right, we're going to play a piece of the song. And you have to go back word for word after what we play you. And you're in a good position here, Jono, because Jasmine is going to kick us off this morning.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So she's going to say the first word, and then you have to back it up with the next word in the lyrics. Okay, Jono?
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm with you.
Don't worry, they're big Adele songs, big so Adele you would have heard it before.
All right.
You give us the green light, Jazz. We'll hit off this song, and then you guys go head to head.
Yeah, all right.
All right, good Jazz, to go. Here we go.
Here we go. Here comes this morning song.
All right, Jazz.
To the rain. What comes after rain?
Watch.
Go, Jono.
Oh, I was going to say burn.
Watched, burn wouldn't make sense. Right. Sing it in your head, Jono.
Watch me.
Are you want to lock in me?
Jasmine would probably know that she is going through to the winner's
circle. She sure is. Well done. Congratulations.
Nice work, Jasmine.
Oh, Jazz. You straight through this morning. Well done.
Hey, thank you.
Not a great line, but anyway, we're
well
good.
Well done, Jazz.
Oh, and he's a nice guy. Thanks for playing, Jono.
I hope you win, Chaz. You'll enjoy it.
Hey, Jono, with the comp we ran last week where you had 30 seconds to decide who got the tickets, which I'm guessing is what you thought we were going to play here this morning.
Would you have given up
the tickets?
Well, it would have depended on the story, but I had a pretty good one myself. So I don't know. I would have had to.
He wasn't put in the situation.
Yeah. I don't want to hear the story because I feel bad that you didn't get a chance.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Don't tell me.
People playing along in the at home, the lyrics were, "Watched it pour as I touch your face," were the next lyrics.
I only got as far as the first word, but that's where we find the true Adele fans. And tomorrow on our show, we're going to award this gold pass. 8 people in the draw, that's it. Anyone from last week, they do have a double chance, though,
for giving up their tickets. But someone is going to be sitting in the gold circle at Adele tomorrow night.
Bree and Gaundy.
The Central Coast's 101.3 CFM.